big time movie star, recurring artist.
Very funny comedian. Jamie Foxx is on his way out.
Hey, anybody want some of this?
Jamie Foxx is one of the baddest.
Because brothers can't never give you your full props.
I told Jamie he was going to be famous.
Jamie Foxx, you could act.
Jamie Foxx, he's got the voice, he's got the looks, he's got everything. And it's unbelievable.
We like the party. Who likes the party? Right?
Make some noise.
Winning dramatic actor.
We've been blessed with the opportunities to have a drama lane.
Comedian with hits on the big and small screen.
It's hard to believe the guy on the screen is the same goofball I see at the comic book.
I'm the innovator and the motivator, the originator of this stuff.
And a chart-topping sexy singer.
May I say, baby, you have the voice of an angel.
Oscar-winning actor. He's a multi-platinum recording artist.
Grammy-nominated singer, a terrific stand-up comic.
So you're just taking over show business, apparently, huh?
You know, I'm doing my best.
And the Oscar goes to...
Jamie Foxx!
Jamie Foxx!
Please welcome Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
The next president of the United States, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, say that one more time.
Once again, Jamie Foxx, comedy legend Jamie Foxx.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make it do what it do, baby.
Yo, it's the Foxhole Live, baby. Automatically going to give a shout out to my man, Nate Dogg.
Nate Dogg.
We lost a serious crooner. Hollywood or the ghetto's finest.
Yes, that's right.
Was he considered Hollywood or ghetto's finest? I don't know.
Well, when a fight broke out, he would run, but...
Yeah, Long Beach finest.
Oh, come on,
Long
Lewis
Beach
Six.
Finest. You know, our prayers... I don't know if our prayers would be with him, but for his family.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
He made a lot of those songs hot. Some of them songs were just regular rap songs.
Right.
And then when he brought in the hook...
Yeah,
he was Captain Hook.
He was like the soul of hip-hop.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He was the hook of hip-hop.
Yeah.
He was a hip-hop hooker.
The hip-hop Captain Hook.
He's very much a part of Death Row as much as Dre, Snoop.
Nate Dogg was it, man.
I love this voice. My favorite thing about Nate Dogg, remember he had that St. Ives commercial?
Yes, I remember that commercial.
He had that St. Ives commercial.
Yeah, DJ Pooh the record
the corner store, you know what I'm looking for.
St. Ives.
I remember that. Wow.
Shout out to Nate Dogg, man. Yeah. We love you, brother. We're going to miss you.
Rest in peace.
Your
work will always be here. And trust me, there's got a lot of shows in your honor for about the next 2 years. Yeah. People will be making money off of you.
That's the crazy. But we get into that later. We'll do a quick roll call right quick. Let everybody know who's in the foxhole. Over here, we got my main man, 10 grand.
Chris Spencer.
The only one greater than myself. How you been, Chris Spencer?
I'm great. I think that's going to be my little... I've been trying to find a little moniker. That's it right there.
The only one.
You guys all need to say it.
What?
Start all over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Who we got my man 10 grand down here?
Chris Spencer.
The only one greater than myself.
I love it. I'm coming every Friday.
What about that tight shirt? But hey, all right. We won't get there.
Lewis, you all want a shirt made of liquid paper.
Yeah. You ain't washed it in a while. I thought you was wearing lemon deodorant at first. Big old yellow stain. This dude got on lemon deodorant. He's so fresh and so clean.
Lemon pledge.
Over here, we got the beautiful cover. I love the pants that you're wearing.
Thank you. So they're sexy. Leggings. It's Brandy McGee. Don't let the sweet face fool you.
Arms.
What they call leggings?
Leggings. These are leggings.
And the other kind of
jeggings. The ones that look like jeans.
The one that Usher wore to his rehearsal.
I wasn't there.
The Brandon T. Jackson, you talking about those? I call them denim tights.
I was like, Brandon. Tiggums.
Brandon, I'm talking about the thing we shot at the Nokia. Those pants were so tight. The nigga had a gap.
You can see his circumcision.
Oh, my God.
That's horrible.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Over here, we got my man, 10 grand, sporting a brand new 1993 thermal.
I got it on sale. Lou Dix.
Suck a lot of.
Oh, stop that, man.
What's up, Lou Dix?
Hey,
let me tell you something. Before Lou Dix talks, we did the Robin Harris tribute last night.
Yes.
He was... brilliant.
Robin Harris? You
know, no, Louis Dix.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Louis Dix, you know.
Was Robin Harris there?
Is his son, right?
Yeah, little
Robin.
Yeah.
I heard never actually met Robin because she was pregnant when
he died. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He did a little rap.
When did he die?
He died
1990.
Yeah, it's been a while.
March 1990.
And we still give a tribute 21 years later.
Oh, they still exploiting him, bro.
Hey, we got to stop that, black people. We got to.
Yeah, you did.
Wasn't that your event?
You was on the flyer.
I didn't. It wasn't no pay.
In
I did
bikini.
It for love.
But you still exploited him.
Yeah, for chicken wings or whatever they was giving out last night.
No, they gave us salad.
I heard you had on a baby and kids jacket.
But listen, Louis Dix was hilarious because there was a lot of comics. First of all, if you're going to have a benefit, it needs to be people who know the dude.
Right. Right. True.
Like people were there that had no idea. Yo, I really love this. What's his name?
Jonathan
Harris. I love And Louis Dix killed. What'd you say last night?
It was some fun. Oh, yeah, I just kept talking about 20 years later, they're still exploiting them. And then Ricky Harris was also the host. And it's so funny. Comics.
They thought he was dead.
No, the comics are so. I was trying to work
Ricky
it out with
hilarious
Ricky.
Last
he was
night
funny,
too.
And impossible. I was trying to work it out, like, who would go on stage first. And Ricky's like, Louis, you're always trying to control stuff. So I said, all right, let's step on the stage at the same time then. So we actually stepped on the stage at the same time.
Were y'all holding hands?
No, but just to say, all right, Ricky, I'm putting my foot up. You putting your foot up? Let's go. And then David Banks was there, who's
David
like 107.
Banks. Listen.
You got to tell who David Banks is.
David Banks was Richard Pryor's manager for like 40 years, whatever. David Banks.
I thought he was a writer.
No. He helped him write his jokes, but he calls himself the manager. But he's actually very funny.
Yeah, he's a very
But the funniest
funny
thing, I guess he just stopped driving. He had that old Rolls Royce, the old.
Yeah. And Ricky said it was
No. That wasn't a Rolls Royce. That was a Wells Fargo stagecoach.
Listen, it was so rickety and raggedy. I said, nigga, do you have a bag of hangers in the truck? So he got up. He's still funny. But
yeah, he's still funny. Yeah.
Where does he still get relaxing from? Like,
yeah, he did have relaxer in his head.
You need no more relaxer. Your hair is asleep, okay?
Your hair is comatose right now.
Oh, my God.
So you put a relaxer in yours, Luda?
His mustache.
No, I don't. I use Murray's, actually.
You can't use Murray's.
Impossible. I do. I use Murray's. I got hair on the side and some in the front. It's just in the
Well, just cut it off.
No, I don't have the head for
it. Because
it's cutting you off.
It looks like a skin yarmulke. No.
And shout out to all the Jewish people out there. I know it's a holiday, and I wish you
the
best.
Yes, and you're celebrating
holiday
with them. No.
Shout out to my man Guy Black.
Guy
birthday.
Black's birthday was
Happy
on.
Happy birthday, yeah. Guy Black.
When was his birthday, Louis Dix?
On St. Patrick's Day.
How ironic.
Yes,
yeah. He's a leprechaun. More like a leprechaun.
Hilarious.
Happy birthday, Guy Black. Yeah. You should say something. Guy Black?
Yeah,
did you have, a great birthday?
Show moving. That's my job. Let's go. Fox Hope.
How was your birthday, Guy Black?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Last night.
What happened?
You know, some little things happened.
Somebody took you out?
Yeah, they did, actually. Took
dinner?
My birthday. Yeah, dinner.
Yeah, was it a girl?
Happy ending?
Yes, it was.
It was a girl this time.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk about
me?
Your wife took me last week.
Oh!
It's not actually his wife anymore. It's our wife.
I never told you all I went to a concert, and it's so funny. This is the funniest thing happened. I go out, my girl and I go to a Valentine's Day concert.
You said my girl?
Back to me.
Yeah, my girl. And then Valentine's Day. We go, and we're sitting there Valentine's Day. Now, I'm in row 20, seat 49, 48. And then all of a sudden, the lights come up, and I looked, and row 19, seat 50 and 51 is my ex and her date.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember that. And I'm like, and then when the guy said, hey, get up and dance with the one you love, then she got up and started acting like she was all into the dude, right?
She was. I was there that night.
And then you went dance with him. That was the one you love.
No, 549. We had a great time, and I'm sure
I was there that night. They said, I saw the dude. I was like, yo, I know homeboy. First name Johnny.
Right.
Last name Mac.
Right. Uh-huh.
And when I said, who is that fucking Alicia, Lewis's ex-girl, they said, Johnny motherfucking Mac.
And we snapped in your old bed.
Her name, did you?
I said, that's a real name? I made that up.
Yeah, it's not a real
name. I'm going to say, we snapped in your old bed that night too, Lewis.
My name's Lisa.
Well, I'm glad somebody did.
It was still wet. Anyway.
So did you at least act like you were having fun with your date?
I was. My date, I won that because her date was rough looking.
I just got one question,
honest,
a serious question.
Look good.
The woman you love for 16, 18 years is out with the next dude and they got better seats than you. How was that?
And the song plan was on to the next one.
No, I'm going to be honest. Actually, it was free. It was nice. It was a like closure.
Oh, no. Oh, sorry. So you didn't have any ill feelings? Like,
no,
damn.
I didn't, because I held the hand of the one I was with and I realized that this is where I was supposed to be and that's where she was supposed to be. And it was okay. It was really good.
That's great.
It was really good.
Did you cry? Did you cry at the end of the night?
No. It was a like a passing of the guard. I'd already had what he had, so it was cool.
Not really. That's not the same.
She's different now.
Yeah.
She's taking Tybo.
Hilarious.
So that's great. That's good.
Now, let's get into our first topic, if I may.
All right. Well,
it's controversial. I'm just going to bring it up and just jump right on into it, Brandon, if you allow me to jump right into
it. Go right ahead, Johnny Mac.
The Gilbert Gottfried thing.
Yeah.
Right.
He got fired.
All right. So let me give a quick explanation of what happened. Everybody knows, of course, that Japan's been going through a lot with the earthquake, tsunami, and radioactive nuclear plants and everything. So Gilbert Gottfried who is the official voice for the Aflac Duck, made some tweets about the situation in Japan. They were jokes. 12 of them, as a matter of fact. And Aflac responded by firing the guy.
Why?
Now, keep in mind that 75% of their business is done in Japan. The company Aflac.
An insurance company, by the way, which is probably even more difficult at a time like this. And so he starts tweeting jokes about it, and there's been kind of an uproar about it. So the question is, you guys are all comedians. How soon is too soon to start making jokes about something that's kind of sensitive in nature? And should he have gotten fired?
I say no, he shouldn't have got fired. I mean, you know, I'm going to throw it to Chris Spencer first because he's more closer to the situation because...
My wife's Japanese. Why am I closer?
I was going to say, you know, I got a great joke, but they say I can't say it.
You can.
I say it off the air. It's gonna kill.
I think it was too early. I don't know if there's a date on when you can say these jokes because, you know, they were doing 9/11 jokes. I remember.
9/12.
Yeah, but was that cool?
You know, yeah. Ask Bill Maher because he got in trouble when he did his joke.
Well, he didn't do a joke. Bill Maher said that America is cowards hide behind their Scud missiles. That's what he said.
Well, he made a comment.
He didn't make a joke about 9/11.
Well, it was still my thing. Too many people lost their lives, right. And I just don't think it's certain things as a comic you might feel funny, but you just gotta have enough talent to stay away from it. And that's my thing. You just got to have enough talent to
stay
away
from it. But here's my thing. Should he have gotten fired?
Yes.
I think he should not have gotten fired. If we live in a society today where I can't say I make a mistake, if I make a mistake and say the wrong joke, I'm trying to be funny, should I lose my job over
that? He made 12 mistakes.
Okay, well, all those jokes weren't funny, so somebody should have laid him slide on. Two of them was funny.
He should have got suspended for 2 days.
For 2 weeks. Some of them jokes weren't funny.
So it should have been, but what about some sort of a punishment?
How could you punish a dude that's the voice of Aflac? You'll knock his duck bill off? What could you do? How you going?
I don't know.
What can you do?
I'm just saying, not necessarily him, but should there be some sort of a ramification or for doing something like that?
But here's my thing. If he made the mistake, he made a bad joke. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't attacking the race. He wasn't, I mean, because the tsunami is not a being. It's a force of nature.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he's not. I don't think he's trying to insult the Japanese insurance company. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What's the name of the little with the Aflac?
Aflac. Is
that's the name
company,
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who cares?
Well, it's a lot of people care, and that's the thing. You didn't care
that was his voice. I didn't know that was his voice until he got fired.
Well, yeah, but how can this man be working for that company for 11 years and not know that they 75% of their
I don't think he even cared.
Yeah, he probably did. But think about it like this.
I think he was just trying to be funny.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
It backfired.
He didn't say anything. He tweeted those jokes.
He tweeted. Well, that stays around longer.
That's worse. That's proof.
50 Cent actually was, there was a little bit of outrage over some things that he said afterwards immediately following too.
But hold on. Let's can we open up to our caller so they can call in and find out? Should the man have been fired? The number is 877-2-106-106. Call into the Foxhole, 877-2-106-106. Should he have been fired for making a mistake? He made a mistake. Should he have lost his? You say he make about $1 million a year.
I'm sure he had to.
Should he have lost his million dollar job because of some bad jokes? If that was the case, I wouldn't be here right now. You know how many bad jokes I done said? I'm gonna tell y'all a bad joke when we go to break. We about to take a break right quick, and we come back. I'm gonna tell y'all the bad joke off the air, and then we come back and laugh. But we're gonna take your phone calls. So call in. Should the man, the voice of the Aflac Duck,
Gilbert Godfrey,
had been fired for two bad jokes. He made 12, but only two of them was good.
Well, Gilbert, you're not doing anything. Call us.
Be right back.
I got your mind. It's usually a one-way thing, but baby girl got mine. Perfection is the formula with me and her combined. Like candy to the cornea, your finger looking fine. In due time, I'm sure that I can please you. Squeeze you, weak knees you. Need you like you need me. And don't mislead you. Love's free. But treat it wrong and pay the price. Get down on one knee. That bitch gonna be worth half your life, man. Believe me. I ain't gonna feed you bad advice. Slipping's easy.
so don't forget to strap a paint. Right. I'd be selfish if I kept you, so I love you enough to let you go. Cause on the other hand, I couldn't take it. If I put all I got in you and someone got you naked, you work hard for money, but it's harder when you make it. These chicks coming fast, here's your heart before I break
think
it.
I love you, don't let me get in the way. Don't let me stop you, girl.
What I be to hold you up? You need someone to hold you down and wreck your life's fucked up. I gotta shake you out my system, cause what the fuck in the kissing? All your emotions next and puts me in a tough position. Baby, what am I supposed to do? I can't control my actions when I'm close to you. We've been way too long, girl, we're overdue. I guess the cake ain't enough, you wanna eat it too. See, me and you have a magnet in between that keeps pulling me close. I'm like an addict for your scream. You're fully loaded, toast, so automatic with the beam. The baddest on the coast, I got to have you like the green. Your swag is more than most. I got a sex drive that won't allow me to relax. Bring on the next five, look how they crowd on my lap. Booty, breast, thighs, keep your boy relaxing back. And you deserve way more than that. I'll just fall back.
I think I love you. Don't let me get in the way.
Get in the way.
Don't let me stop you, girl. Don't do your thing.
Do your thing.
Cause I don't deserve you.
No, no.
I don't wanna hurt you. Play with your mind.
With your mind.
Running in circles. Don't let me get in your way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been thinking a long time. Been wishing you were just all nice. But maybe this is the wrong time, yeah, that I deserve it. I don't deserve it. I've been thinking a long time, been wishing you were just all nice. But maybe this is the wrong time, yeah, that I deserve it. I don't 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 deserve it. I don't
that was sick, Johnny Mac.
Yeah, that was me. Oh, that, man. Those jokes was me. I ain't gonna front. I would never say them in public.
Oh my God.
On air, you mean?
Yeah, I would never say them on air. We'd all be.
Yeah, you said them in public.
Yeah, we'd all be working down at Home Depot if I said those jokes. And we gonna go to what we gonna do now is we gonna go to the tweet that Gilbert Gottfried
tweeted.
That he
tweeted it.
That you know that cost him his career.
Yeah,
or
his last
job.
Tweets.
One of them was, I just split up with my girlfriend, but like the Japanese say, there'll be another one floating by any minute now.
That's funny.
That's not funny.
That's funny. That's hysterical. But what's wrong with that?
That's just me.
He never said the person was dead or anything. He just said the person's going to be floating by.
Well, that tells you where he's going. That's not being sensitive to the people who are floating by.
Yeah,
how do you think
that don't mean they was dead. Well, if they was dead, I ain't going to get into this. You maybe go down the wrong
path. Well, that's what I'm saying. See, if I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about one of my relatives floating by, I'm not laughing at that.
Well, if you over there, you shouldn't be listening to the radio. You should be tweeting
Be tweeting. Another one that he said is, my Japanese doctor advised me to stay healthy. I need 50 million gallons of water a day.
That's funny.
Again.
Fired. That's funny.
Instead of Affleck, it's fired.
Yeah, that's what y'all say every time we do it.
We'll judge your joke right now.
What's another one? That was funny, though.
What does every Japanese person have in their apartment?
What?
Floodlights.
Fired. That's funny.
Affired. Affired. I'm fired.
Right. I'm fired.
But his
okay, one more, Brandon.
This one I think is appropriate for him. Japan called me. They said maybe those jokes are hitting the U.S., but over here they're all sinking.
Now I'm fired. Yeah, that was a bad show. But this is my stand on it. So the cat been working for Aflac for 11 years. So if he say something wrong or do something wrong, just one thing, no matter how big it is, how small it is, he made a mistake. Let's all take for granted he made a mistake. Should he have been fired?
I think, to Lewis's point, if 75% of their business is in Japan.
And this is an
not
insurance
anymore,
company.
But keep going.
No. They got a lot of work to do.
They got a lot of work to do right now.
They got a lot of work.
So that means now you've upset. Oh, well, I don't know if any Japan. I'm sure that the word is must some kind of way. Technology is the word is spread to Japan that their lead spokesman is doing Aflac
He's
jokes.
On a SOS lifesaver, right. But keep going.
That's gonna make them lose money.
Yeah, and it's
so
and it's
for
American.
Them to
it's
not. For them to save face, they're like, listen, don't drop us as a company. We're gonna drop this spokesman and we're gonna remove ourselves from what he said because we're not responsible for what he just said.
Should he have been fired for one mistake? That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I just think that was an incredibly not too bright move. I mean, but then the question is, and maybe you guys can answer it, Johnny Mac. Like, how do you feel about somebody telling you when and where you can joke about things?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When you tell a comic on stage, of course, most comics and most human beings, we're still human beings. We're going to be sensitive to what just happened. It was a terrible, terrible tragedy, and we all praying for them, and we're going to donate our money.
Imagine a white
money.
Dude being a spokesman for Roscoe's, and he's doing nigger jokes.
And that widow without the hot sauce.
But you keep in mind, they don't use his voice in Japan. I think it's sure it's somebody that does it in his dialect or his, you know, but I'm sure, again, you got to keep in mind that there's so much animosity still between the two countries because you think there's a lot of people who are still
since
alive.
Since 1941?
No, yeah, World War II. There's a lot of – you figure the people in power, the people –
Those people
the
money are dead.
The people and the money people still – that's why when you see older white men and older Japanese men, they don't like each other. They still remember that pain. And if you can feel the tension.
Two fortune cookies will cure all that.
Wow.
Chinese.
What about you, Lewis? Like,
I want to know when is Lewis around to study this phenomenon?
Like, no, look, I think he's just making
the Japanese dude walking down the street. Watch this.
No,
you
I
should have told
no,
the white people no, to make your shirt more whiter.
No, I'm going
to
tell you when you do notice. If you ever go to a golf course, you go off.
Yeah.
You see that. Do you see how the older Japanese guys look at the older
white
men?
They look at us like that, too.
Yeah,
but he shouldn't have lost his job. He made a mistake. We got a phone call from Monique from Baltimore. Monique, how you feel about it, baby?
Hi, how is everybody?
Hey, we're doing great. How are you?
Yeah, I think so. I think he absolutely should have been fired. But it was on a business point of view. Like you said, 75% of the business. That I got fired because first of all, you're right. It wasn't a bright move. He got fired because you're costing me money. A lot of money. And on the other hand, had it been Larry the Cable Guy, and hypothetically there were numerous amounts of blacks that were strung up on trees, and he had made a mention about, oh, it's a new orchard down there, there's a different kind of fruit, oh, then what would you say? You know what I mean?
I don't know what I would say, because it didn't happen.
I'm just saying. I just think he should. I mean, we have the right to say anything we want out of our mouth, but we also have to realize that there's consequences that come with that. You know, you've been with us for 12 years, and you don't know that most of my business in Japan, you said, it wasn't a mistake. You did that 12 times. You thought you was funny. No.
I thought it was funny, too.
No, Monique, you make a good point.
Not really. Thanks for the phone call, Monique. And I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, but what I don't think this man, he wasn't attacking the race. He didn't say anything. If you look about it, he was talking about it's insensitive to the people that died in the tsunami. I understand that. But he said, I just lost my girlfriend, but I ain't tripping because there'll be another one floating by. Boom.
It is insensitive. And let us know what you think. Give us a call at 877-216-106. Lou Diggs, how do you feel about people censoring your jokes?
My jokes are not funny enough to censor.
That's true.
You know what?
That's true.
I mean, so, you know, but
we need to call
what?
The comedy cops on you.
No.
Your jokes are disrespecting my race.
He's waiting for a joke book to float by.
No, Chris, that's funny, man. You are too funny.
Oh, man.
You are too funny. You're going to have your own show on Wednesdays.
I'm sorry, you did already.
And guess who's the warm-up? You're never going to beat me.
That was funny.
Go ahead, Lewis.
No, I just think it definitely. I think you should. In this day and age, you have to censor yourself if you want to keep
Why?
Working. Well, because you want. All right, let's see your example.
Why? You know what's crazy? Not to cut you off, but this was crazy.
You are cutting them off.
It's we supposed to have freedom of speech, right? But as soon as I say something that you don't like, you take away my freedom.
No. Well, you know what this is? This isn't about freedom of speech. This is about
First Amendment.
You have a First Amendment right, but what this is about is the combination of creative art and corporate,
commerce.
Well, so that's when it becomes a problem. It's not saying that you can't say
it. You say what you want, but something's going to happen.
But you might lose your job.
Right now, you can't say nothing too bad about Jamie Foxx, or we're gone.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the boss.
Here's an example. I was going to make this example.
But I can say something about Marcus King if we still be here.
But here's the thing.
That's what Speedy thought.
No, here's an example. Here's an example. Jamie Foxx.
Oh,
I think you also have to have enough talent.
Let that joke breathe for a minute.
Okay, that was funny.
Man, don't fuck with the Wiz, goddammit.
But here's an example of knowing your audience and knowing the line of a joke. Jamie Foxx was at the White House.
Right.
And he did a lot of funny jokes that a lot of us couldn't do against Biden, against Obama. But he knew the line.
Absolutely.
He knew the line. So you got to know the line and know where your talent is going to cross
the
line.
But that's true. But if I cross the line, because as comics, we're going to say good and bad things. I'm going to cross the line from time to time.
Right.
It's going to happen. But you give me that freedom and the same creative mind. You got to think, when I'm trying to be creative, I'm not thinking about, I may get in trouble for saying.
You need to think about that,
but
though.
You don't think about that because
It depends on how hard it is to come up with a joke. Yeah, but you know when to be respectful and when not to be respectful. You know what I mean?
I know.
It's like when you did stand up and somebody from your church was in the audience or your parents were in the audience. You know, I'm not going to do that one.
Right.
Just like you took time to say, I'm not going to say this one on the air because it's a little too rude. So we know our audiences. There's sometimes we do a corporate room. Sometimes we do a ghetto room.
But all I'm saying is you got to allow that. You got to allow that cat to make that mistake. I shouldn't be afraid to say something, because if I say anything that you don't like, then I'm going to lose my job.
You got to be afraid now.
We got another phone call. We got my man Phil from Nebraska. What's up, Phil?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing great, man.
Cornhuskers.
Yes, sir.
I
was listening to y'all, and everybody's got great points, about the First Amendment, freedom of speech. But it's all about being in the corporate world now. And that's why he lost his job.
Right.
In that corporate world, they figured we better take action before it becomes a problem. If they got 75% of their business coming from the Japanese population, then they figured we better get rid of him before it becomes an issue. And like the lady said earlier, they start dropping off policies because of what this man said. So
Absolutely. Should he lost his job?
I don't know, but he probably should have been reprimanded. Losing his job was probably a little much, but they did what they had to do.
Thank you. Thank you for that phone call.
Thanks, Phil.
I think your point works, Johnny Mac, in the comedy club.
Okay.
Right? That's where we can say anything we want,
That's true. We
have permission, and it's like, hey, I'm a comedian.
But you know what, Chris Spence? And you're 100% right.
But if you work for Levi's and you're disrespecting Levi's, you know what I mean? You can't do that.
That's just
you can't work at McDonald's and say Burger King's way better than us. You know,
there's something. They don't care.
You're going to lose your job.
You know what's crazy? They fired this cat even before there was any repercussions. You don't even know if the people was angry or not. You don't even know how they felt.
They might have laughed.
We didn't even give him a chance to see if it was going to be.
And that's why. And that was smart. Affleck was like, before we find out. They roasted the duck
before he even got a chance to be plucked.
I mean, clearly they probably
sour sauce on the duck
before. They killed the duck before he got plucked.
Oh, that's funny.
What were you saying, Brandon?
I was just saying that maybe they had a no tolerance policy. I mean, they got Absolutely. To it before it became a problem.
No, it was a. It yes. was a they
there's
they
no such thing as no tolerance.
Yes, no, he had a moral clause in his contract.
There's no such thing as no tolerance. You got to have tolerance of people. Human beings make mistakes.
Johnny Mac, here's the problem. Forgive is divine. Johnny Mac, here's the problem.
I
figured it out. You've always had jobs that were artistic.
Right.
As well as autistic. So you've always got to use your smarts or your dumbs to make a dollar.
Right.
You have a creative mind, so you never had to work in a corporate setting where some things can't be said. Like here, you're at the Foxhole. We can say whatever we want to a certain extent. We've been patted on the wrist.
But we didn't get fired.
Yes, we did.
Look around the room.
Look at all the empty chairs.
Look around.
Listen, the sketch show we're writing for, there's certain things we can't say because we're on that network and they have corporate sponsors. So There is
But when I did say those things, like I wrote this sketch that everybody King hates the sketch. I wrote this sketch HIV friendly about a dude with AIDS. We get into that later.
Right.
But and when I did send it, they didn't fire me. They were like, Johnny Mac, we can't do this.
But that's why I never.
But
never
I didn't get fired
because it never made it. Had that sketch went on there, King would have got fired.
King hates that sketch.
Oh, he hated it.
We got another phone call. Who we got right here? We got my man King Rich from Texas. Didn't they lose?
No.
Yo, what's good? What's good, baby?
Did y'all, Rich.
Y'all still in the NCAAs? Did y'all win today?
I'm from Texas, man. Corpus Christi, Texas. Home of Selena, baby.
Yeah, Texas University played today. Did y'all win?
I don't know.
Okay. Way to go, King Rich.
Hey, you going to pay me for that information? I'll be like a spokesperson for y'all, man.
Yeah, we going to pay you for it.
How you feel about the topic?
Well, see, first of all, I want to highlight to Louis Dix. That's my man's right there. Y'all be messing with my man's right there. We're gonna ride for you down there in Texas, baby.
Well, good looking out, man. I appreciate that, man. Thanks for the love, man. See.
All right. Second of all, Chris Spencer, they took you. I mean, you had a live show, brother. Then they took you off. I think because you was always high. You look like you were smoking some of that good California.
I got allergies.
He's allergic to bullshit. Now, do you think Gilbert Gottfried should have got fired for tweeting those jokes about the Japanese cats and the tsunami situation?
My whole thing is, man, they claim we got a First Amendment or whatnot like that. But as soon as you say something that's going to ruffle the feathers of some people that actually got money to change everything going on in the United States, then they want to trip. You know what I mean? I really don't understand how he could lose his job, but then you can make any kind of joke you want about Katrina, and nobody lost. As much as weed seed.
You said nobody lost a weed seed.
King? That was funny.
And that was funny, but you know what? That's true.
But let's not make it racial. It wasn't.
It's not about being racial.
Okay, well because 50 Cent actually, was niggas floating.
Right, well, yeah, true that. 50 Cent actually made some comments about the thing, but I mean, there was nobody. Who's going to fire him? There was nobody to fire him. He wasn't on anybody's campaign.
A dollar.
Yeah, but he's not.
But people didn't like it. But you know, they can't say you can't say it. But he wasn't working for a company. Right. That was paying him.
We're gonna take a break, and then we're gonna come back into what 50 Cent said. Cause I'm quite sure. Did he put it in a rap?
That nobody heard it.
Did he say it or Jeremiah said? Who said it? But save that till we come back. And I love this topic. You know, shout out to Gilbert Godfrey. Somebody said he didn't lose as much as a weed seed.
That was brilliant.
We'll be right back here on the Foxhole.
It was all good just a week ago. Niggas feel they self. And they watch the phone drop. Niggas kill they self. What niggas gon' do, ho? Just a new crap on a new stove. I'm in two, though. True that. It's telling me you back. Like a nigga ever left about this bitch, huh? And if life a bitch, bitch, suck my dick, huh? And I bet she fucked the whole clip, huh? By the way, nigga, you should fucking quit, nigga. Just forget it. You talk it, I live it. Like Eli, I did it. Jokes on you, motherfucker, and I get it. No paper, hoe, but you can have some more of me. Orgy, or are we speaking metaphorically? Historically, I'm kicking bitches out like Pam, nigga. Like Pam, going like ham, nigga. Going ham, me going and Jigga. And the nigga still young. When I had no kids, but I've been practicing with some actresses as bad as shit. Had a few white girls, ass as flat as shit. But the head's so good, damn a nigga glad he hit. Got him jumping out the building. Watch out below, a million out the dough. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know. Y'all mad at me for? Y'all don't even know what I've been through. I played chicken with a Mack truck. Y'all motherfuckers would've been moved. I swam waters with great whites. Y'all motherfuckers would've been chewed. I hustled with vultures late nights. Y'all motherfuckers would've been fooled.
fuck run these schools. Try to walk around in these shoes. See the shit I saw growing up. Then maybe you can take a peek at these fools. Niggas fantasize about the shit that I do daily. Like these rappers rap about all the shit that I do really. I'm like really half a billion, nigga, really. You got baby money, keep it real with niggas. Niggas ain't got my lady money. Watch the phone, don't step on our road. Bad enough, we let you step on our glove. When my nephew died, daddy's dead. Nigga took the price on my uncle's head. Nobody called the cops, it's my uncle's blessed. So I don't feel like I would like to know my uncle's bread. Bow down, pour the vein homage. Don't spill hate on my garments. Call the garçon, fuck your fresh. Headshots, nigga, fuck your vest. Fuck the pig, no punk on my fault. Peace guard, cause you know a nigga just went ham. Heart of the motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. Yeah, I'm about to go ham. Heart of the motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. Yeah, I'm about to go ham.
Foxhole, baby, it's going down.
That's right.
We come to conclusion. Gilbert Gottfried should have got fired. Okay, it's over.
All right.
We was going to get into the 50 Cent thing, but we're going to move on because I just read something about, you know, the that goes along with the tsunami in Japan, and I'm a little disturbed by this.
Yes. All right, so what it is, Johnny Mac, as we were just talking about, basically there are a few geologists and scientists out there that are saying that that California is next in line for the next big earthquake. And for the reason that they're saying this, for those of you guys who know your geography, But on the Pacific Ocean, last year there was an earthquake in Chile, which is in South America. There was one just recently here, I think in the past month or so, in New Zealand, which is in the southwest corner. And then if you go north of that, Japan. So if you hook that right, California would be basically, it would complete a square, in, which is around the place. It's called the Pacific Rim.
But I understand what these people are saying. What do you call them? The geologists, whatever.
Yeah.
But here's my take on it. First of all, you can't predict an earthquake. If you could, then they would do. They'll do. No, you cannot predict when an earthquake is going to hit. If you could, then that'd give you a chance to evacuate the city or the country, whatever the case may be. Second of all, why would you put a scare in California that this quake is going to be bigger than the one we had in 1989 during the World Series? Why would you try to scare the Californians like that?
And one of the guys, actually, I don't know why you would try to scare him, but one of the guys that
he
actually
don't know
is
shit.
Saying
what's his name?
His name is Jim Berkland.
I don't even know him.
He's actually one of...
he ain't never been on ESPN. He ain't shit.
He's one of the guys that back in 1989... predicted that there would be an earthquake.
No, he did not. He lied.
And he's saying now, but he said that his was based on the way that the animals were behaving recently.
That tells you a lot.
What that tells you, the animals have this kind of sense that, you know, the earthquake or a national disaster, they know to get up out of there, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't telling you a month in advance. You don't see all the pit bulls running out of Crenshaw a month in advance before the earthquake hit.
Yeah, but Superman would know.
Is that the dude that stole your wife? Anyway, here's my thing.
And timing?
Chris Spencer, do you believe that these people...
I don't know what technology is doing now. You know what I mean? Like, they might. I mean, I don't know if he... Why would he just do that to scare everybody? He must know a little something.
To get, I think it's to get money.
Well, I think
he owns a flashlight company. What's he called?
Well, here's the thing.
He got a surfboard company.
He studying rocks and selling water and sleeping bags.
But here is the thing. We joke about it, but if you, and this is all over the world and countries, if you have earthquakes or fires, you should be prepared, especially if you have a family. You should be prepared for an earthquake, and there's certain steps you can take and to make sure you have the proper things in case. One of the most important things is to have a meeting place with your family.
Oh, before we get into that, this man lied. He did not have a prediction on the earthquake in the 1989 World Series. If he had a prediction, don't you think they would have canceled that game?
No.
But hold on a second.
There was people like you who said, that's bullshit. You can't predict an earthquake. And they're like, all right, go ahead and pitch that next baseball.
I think he's lying.
And watch it be a slider.
there was him and there was
a... Or breaking ball. It was a slider. It's hysterical. I don't believe it. I think it's, not to cut you short, I think it's a crock of shit to scare the people and get them into a panic. So I don't get, how could you predict an earthquake?
Well, he studies it. He studies.
But listen,
all he's telling you to do, he studies it.
He don't study.
But what's wrong with just not preparing?
How do you prepare for an earthquake?
He's saying, go get some whatever batteries, sleeping bag, Cheetos, whatever. You know,
Randy, what would you have?
I have a list of what you should have in your earthquake preparation kit, and then maybe we'll get some suggestions around the table of what you guys think that if because I got to know
a blow-up doll.
what should you have in there?
You should have flashlights.
Yeah. Why?
The lights are going to go out.
Because the power.
What do I got to go? The city's is tore up. Where am I going to go?
We don't know how bad the city's tore. You got to get out of wherever you are.
Yes.
Batteries. And
for what?
The flashlight.
Your vibrator's not going to work at this time of this rain. Anyway.
You're already shaking.
A transistor radio.
Yes.
What?
Who uses a transistor
radio?
Who's Johnny Quest?
so the news, you can keep up on the news.
How
can
old
tell
is
you.
That website?
Lou Dix, a transistor radio.
Yes.
They don't even make those anymore.
They do. For AM, you want to turn on AM so they can tell you. Why do you think they still have the broadcasting testing system?
Right.
Every now and then they have to say, all right, we're going to test this just in case a disaster happens. Go beep.
Well, it didn't work. When it hit us in 89 and 94, it wasn't testing. What else would you have in your kit, Brandon McGee?
ABC rated fire extinguisher.
For what?
Fire?
Oh my God, this is ridiculous.
A battery operated radio.
There you go.
Hold on, this one doesn't make sense to me. Cash or traveler's checks?
That's what I'm saying. Where are you going to spend it at?
No.
I can't catch a flight out. I can't catch a cab.
You're not going to
pay my car note.
No, you just, because cash is important. You can't use a
You're not going to be able to use electricity.
Electricity, you got to have cash. You might have to pay. Or everybody has to evacuate. Okay, you might have to go somewhere where you have to buy something.
What would
cash.
I have to buy?
You might have to buy food.
If California is all tore up, what would I have to buy?
We don't know in what capacity it's tore up. But what he's saying is for you to survive for the next couple of days as they're cleaning up.
To be prepared.
I should be able to walk into any store and get this because if the city's tore down, it should be
all
locked
in. That's called looting.
Yeah, Johnny Mack is going to be looting.
It's not
he
looting.
Won't
that's free shit. Lou Dix, what would you have in your kit?
A wife? Call it, a go bag.
Did you say a wife?
A wife?
Who said that?
Johnny.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
What would you have in your earthquake kit?
A mustache comb?
An unrecognizable toupee?
No, we had an earthquake kit in our home, and I have one now currently.
It's about the future. Stop talking
about
the
future. Well, now, in my one-bedroom apartment, I have an earthquake kit, and the kids know where we're going to meet up. We have an escape route.
You have an 800-square-foot apartment.
Yes.
Meet me in the kitchen.
You're going to meet me in the middle.
And I know exactly what piece of furniture I can get underneath that's solid. I mean, certain things you work out.
That's another thing I want to ask you guys. I don't know if we're going to stay on
Hold
the topic
Chris,
of the bag. Earthquake
what would you have in your earthquake kit?
Everything that was said on the...
I'm not
bottled water. The transistor radio.
No transistor radio?
I just don't know. I didn't know people still had it.
I don't even know what it is.
I think the last one I had Batman on it.
A non-electric can opener for your canned goods.
Right.
Yes. So if I can go get canned goods, I might as well go in. I'm going in a Ralph's. All the windows and doors should be broken. They should be shattered.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going in. I'm not going to be going in with no flat. I'm going in to grab some food.
No, the food, the canned goods would be with you. Go ahead.
Your canned goods are
I'm
going to
have a hot plate,
No electricity, boy.
Oh, Lord.
A battery.
You need you need a fire extinguisher in case of your house, your dreads get your fire.
Kool-Aid. I'm sorry, first aid.
Hold on. But you know what's crazy about Kool-Aid? That's what it was invented for. It was invented for World War One or Two. A white man invented Kool-Aid because, you know, in the wars and stuff, they wanted him to give him something different besides drinking water. So he crystallized whatever he did to make the Kool-Aid to give him a little flavor to it.
Right.
A white man invented Kool-Aid.
Okay, but so we Kool-Aid. Invented the sugar. Just Kool-Aid like
World War One or World War Two.
Just like the word nigga, a white man invented it and we perfected it. We have a caller, Dre from Chicago. Dre, what up?
Man, I never thought that I'd say, damn, man, I miss hearing Johnny Mac's voice, man. No homo.
I'm glad you said that.
And to my man, Louis Dix, man, you're an inspiration to all of us 40% of the population of the earth, man, that found out that our baby mamas was fucking whores like the rest of them.
Wow.
We're proud of you.
I didn't know there was a survey.
Angry much?
There was a survey.
No, he said, Louis inspires
you. Proud of you. But check it out, this earthquake shit, man, is a real serious thing, man. People don't know. They're telling us about the earthquake and the tsunamis, but they're not telling you why it's happening. They're not telling you about the polar shift. Yes, California is supposed to go underwater. The United States of America already has a new map of the United States of America. They already have it. They're not telling you shit. So the best thing that you can do is live, love, and light. What you need in your earthquake kit, everyone in America needs to have a cat in their house. All you have to do is have a cat. You go back to the ancients, man, get yourself a cat. The cat's going to let you know when the earthquake is coming. When the cat clings to under your bed, just clings to the bottom of the bed or the back of a couch or to your drapes, you know some shit's happening, man.
But what are you going to do
after
he does
that? That's when you kick the cat in the ass, because if he's standing on my furniture.
how much warning is the cat going to give you?
Oh, the cat's going to give you a lot of warning, man. Think about it, man. The cats are all in the ancient scriptures, dude. Why you think there's cats everywhere? You got
Yeah, but those cats were pussies.
I'm about to say, you're right. It's always good to have some pussy around the house.
So you saying my dogs are no good?
No dog. You ain't got a not a dog. A cat is better than a dog. You know what I mean? They really wasn't worshiping dogs like that in the ancients. But everyone had a cat.
What?
You know, they worshiped cats. It's for a reason. Get a cat. Get yourself a cat, man. You'll find out a lot of shit.
Are you sounding like cat milk? Have you been home milking cat titties or something?
No, that's a good point. Thanks for
the
call.
Thanks, Dre.
It's all animals. You got birds, they fly. The all animals. All animals have that instinct to when they can sense a natural disaster. It's not just an earthquake, but anything, a natural disaster. It's not just a cat.
Well, see, Noah knew what he was doing.
It's just a cat. He's just trying to get some free pussy. It's not just a cat. This dude is crazy. But let me ask you this. If they got a secret map of America without California on it, how the hell did he get it?
No, he said secret map. Is that what he said?
There's
a new map.
Sans California.
Yeah,
Sans.
What was his name?
Well, if Kobe doesn't know about it, then nobody knows about it.
That's right.
Kobe knows everything.
That's right. We got another phone call from Georgia.
What's her name again?
Patricia.
What's up, Patricia?
Patricia? Did you say Patricia?
I like to say it like that. Her name is Patricia.
It's Catrisa.
Catrisa.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh. We got to go back coming. To the Soul Train Scramble Board and switch to PNC.
I have two comments. One, I don't think that, you know, there's enough technology out there to determine whether, you know, it's going to be an earthquake in California if they have Amen. That much data. And the second thing is, I think the guy should have been fired. I think he had the right to say what he wanted to say. But just like with Don Imus, when he made the comment about the female Rutgers team calling them never-headed hoes, black people were offended, and we didn't like it. I think you just have to put yourself in other races, you know, shoes, how, you know. Even though he said it jokingly, I didn't think it was funny.
You just laughed when you said it. What are you talking about? So you laughing again. You did think it was funny.
If it was me, I wouldn't have been calling a nappy headed hoe, you know, even though it may have, you know, they may have neither.
What if you do a nappy head? What if you play for that team? I mean, in Georgia, and it's hot out there. You ain't got a chance to get your perm redone. Sometimes you is a nappy headed hoe. Tell the truth.
Even though it may be, my head may be nappy, but I want to be calm on nappy headed hoe.
Okay, you're right.
You know,
what if you're naked? And you're with your boyfriend. He goes, oh, that's great coochie.
That's a nappy dugout right there.
Well, Patricia, thanks a lot. Really nice. Take care,
thanks
a lot, baby.
Thanks, Capricious.
Oh, yeah, we don't know what her name was. What was her name?
Catrice.
We got Nate from Illinois. What up, Nate?
Hey, there is no way of knowing when it's going to be a traumatic experience like Japan went through.
That's right.
How do you know that, Nate? What do you do for a living?
I'm retired. How's that?
I'm trying to figure out.
Retired from what?
How do you know that this?
Was you raising cats?
How do you know that this technology has not been figured out?
Right. I believe you.
I look at a lot of the birds falling out of the air and all the fish is dying in the water.
Yeah,
right.
You just look back and see what's going on behind you because hindsight is 100%.
Right. It's actually 2020.
You know what, Nate? I was rolling with you until you said fishes. Prior to that, you was my man. I was agreeing with you.
Hindsight is 100%.
When you said fishes, I'm like.
Yeah. Hindsight is 2020.
You make it up saying. Home sweet apartment. That's how it goes.
Six in one hand, 400,000 in the other.
A chair is still a couch.
So you look at all the dead fishes.
Well, they got fish out there that's dying and died in the water and everything.
Yeah. What that?
Falling down the air, and then we're having catastrophes everywhere. And then America wants to jump up and run to wherever. And they done ran over there, and now they got that doggone radiation now. So what
absolutely
they
right. Thanks, Nate.
Yeah,
Nate
you're
is,
right.
Nate
you're
is right. Right. Thank you again. Thanks for calling in.
Now, I want to say something. Like,
we got to put an educational screen on it.
We need to have a fifth grade teacher answer the phone.
Hindsight is 100%.
Right. You're smarter than a foxhole caller.
That's funny. That's
hilarious. But how can you possibly say
fishes?
That there's no way to predict it? And actually, if you look at it, all of the people that are saying that there is a possible way, you guys, I'm sorry, I should just let it go. Let it breathe.
No, keep going.
How could you possibly say that? Because actually, it's not even really technology that they're basing the predictions on. It's things that ancient people used to base it on. For instance, the fact that the plates in the earth are shifting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you shift something over here, it's going to vibrate somewhere else. That's just basic laws of physics. They're going on animal behavior. These are things that are naturally occurring. It's biology. You know what I'm saying? So it's not the technology. Maybe technology will someday find a way to tell us exactly when and where it's going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
But there are natural occurrences that's happening in the sky. What are you laughing at, J-Mac?
I'm thinking right now, I am not going to flee my city because some dog with a jacket on starts howling. Some puss in boots decides to hang onto the back of my brand new leather sofa. I'm not going to leave my city because of that. You don't know what's wrong with that cat. You don't know what he's going through. He could be going through menopause. I don't know if a cat has menopause, but who knows?
Meowapause.
You got dogs. Come on, get out of here.
He's going through meowapause.
I'm sorry. Keep going, Brent. This is ridiculous.
No, I mean, I'm just
you
saying.
You can't predict the earthquake.
I think that you can kind of draw conclusions. And also this weekend, they're having a thing. I think it's called a super moon or something where the moon is going to be the closest it's ever been to the earth. And things like that affect, you know, they affect the pull.
Right. It's
going to
be a high tide. And yeah.
Yeah. So those things can make you say, hey, it's possible. Like, I wouldn't rule it out is what I'm saying.
But my man said, you don't know a tsunami is going to hit. You do not know when it's going to hit. You do not know when an earthquake. In California, supposedly have earthquake-proof buildings. They didn't work in 89 and 94, did they?
Some of them did.
Earthquake
which one?
Resistant.
The ones that swayed. We here. Look at all these buildings still here.
Man, you see all the cracks in this building?
Hilarious.
These ain't windows. These are portholes. We got another phone call from California. We got my man. Is a dude? J.D.
Fellas, fellas.
Hey, what's
that? What up, J.D.?
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening with it, pimpin'?
I think this shit is real funny. If we could predict when shit was coming, we wouldn't have no motherfucking, nobody would be hurt.
That's right.
Not true, Katrina.
I mean, but
they stayed on purpose.
Exactly. And when we start talking to dogs and shit, when we know what the dogs are saying, then we can maybe have some.
This is Larry King live. I'm talking to King.
Yeah, until the motherfucker talks to a dog, and the dog can say, hey, I'm finna lick my ass. And, oh, and we know we got earthquake coming.
That's a funny ass joke.
That's funny.
And I'm gonna do it tonight at the Comedy Union. Thank you.
That's a great joke, JD.
Thanks a lot for the call.
And the other thing about my man losing his job, check this out. if you go and say anything on TV that's anti-Semitic, you ain't got to lose your job because financially you're going to be castrated. So you can go say whatever you want to say about whomever you want. If you talk about nappy-headed hoes, they can't do nothing to you but not give you no pussy. Other than that, they can't fire you. But if you start talking about Japan and talk about anti-Semitic shit, Jews and the Japanese don't come fucking take their country back because we owe them everything.
Or sick Godzilla on us. Let me ask you this. If we can say what we want to say, why would there be repercussions and consequences? If we can truly say what we want, and we truly have the freedom to say how we feel, why would there be repercussions?
Because somebody else is paying you to say something specific for them.
So therefore, we don't have the freedom to say what we
can.
Here's the problem. The forefathers didn't have Twitter. Next caller.
Thanks a lot for your call, JD.
Well, we got another phone call from North Carolina from our ex-employee of the Foxhole, the Silverback. what's up, Silverback?
What's going on, Foxhole? What's cracking?
Other than the crack in your ass.
What's going on, man? Hey, speaking about the earthquake, man, if you pay attention in school, man, the earth is pretty much, it's like history. It repeats itself. Certain things come back every so many years to do things. Just like one caller said, eventually California going to be underwater.
Never.
And just like that, yeah, you think that. But just like the East Coast supposed to get wiped out because Africa, a big-ass piece of the map will fall in the damn water over there in Africa that's going to create a tsunami so fucking large it's going to wipe out the whole East Coast. But see, all that is already, you know what I'm saying, we already had a tsunami before. It's been years ago, but it's going to repeat itself.
Hey, roll your window up, boy.
Well, he's right, but certain things will repeat itself. Like what? Like what repeats itself? Certain
herpes. I got an alley-oop.
Harpies, that's gentle towards. You know, Silverback has some points, but I couldn't really hear him because his window was down.
And his name is Silverback.
It's like, we can't predict those type of things. Like you said, if we could predict those type of things, there would be no casualties. We would all get out. We did not know Hurricane Katrina was going to be a level 4, level 5. We did not, because it hit Miami first. Cause I was out there when it hit, when Hurricane Katrina hit Miami. It wasn't that much damage. I was out there. It was working for Puffy for Mute. Me and you was out there.
Yeah. It was windy as shit.
It was windy as hell. But we didn't know that was going down. So you can't predict what these things go. We didn't know it was gonna go into the ocean and lift weights and come back and tear up the city. We didn't know. You cannot predict a natural disaster. You don't know when a tsunami is gonna hit, an earthquake gonna hit, or any of these other things is gonna hit. If you knew, first of all, you'd be rich as hell because you can sell. You can sell the information. So it's a sad, it's a tragedy that would happen in Japan and to Gilbert Godfrey. Other than
that, I'm fired.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back to Lewis Dick had a great joke. Are you smarter than a foxhole caller?
Hilarious.
That's funny.
Foxhole, Series 106, XM 149.
Swagger down pat, call my shit Patricia, Young Money Militia, and I am that commissioner. You don't want Star Beezy, cause the F is my finisher. So misunderstood, but what's the world without enigma? Two bitches at the same time, synchronized swimmers. Got the girl twisted, cause she open when you twist her. Never met the bitch, but I fuck her like I missed her. Life is the bitch, and death is her sister. Sleep is the cousin, what a fucking family picture. You know Father Time, we all know Mother Nature. It's all in the family, but I am of no relation. No matter who's buying, I'm a celebration. Black and white diamonds, fuck segregation. Fuck that shit, my money up. You niggas just hunting up. Young money running shit, and you niggas just runner ups. I don't feel I done enough, so I'ma keep on running shit. Let's touch it, a young tuna fish. Yeah. I'm going back in. Okay, I lost my mind. It's somewhere out there stranded. I think you staying under me if you don't understand me. Had my heart broken by this woman named Tammy. But hoes gon' be hoes, so I couldn't blame Tammy. Just talked to moms, told her she the sweetest. I beat the beat up, call it self-defense. Swear man, I be seeing through these niggas like sequence. Niggas think they heathen, pow, pow, the end. Talking to myself because I am my own consultant. Married to the money, fuck the world, that's adultery. You full of shit, you close your mouth and let your ass talk. Young money eating, all you haters do is asshole. Stop playing, bitch, I got this game on deadbolt.
around and cut my head off. Real nigga all day and tomorrow. But these motherfuckers talking crazy like they jaw broke. Glass half empty, half full, I'll spill ya. Try me and run into a wall, I'll feel the. You know I'm a ball till they turn off the field lights. The fruits of my labor, I enjoy them while they still right. Bitch, stop playing, I do it like a king do. If these niggas animals, then I'ma have a mink soon. Tell them bitches I say put my name on the wall. I speak the truth, but I guess that's a foreign language to y'all. And I call it like I see it. And my glasses on. But most of y'all don't get the picture unless the flash is on. Satisfied with nothing. You don't know the half of it. Young money, cash money. Paper chaser, tell that paper, look, I'm right behind ya. Bitch, real G's moving silence like lasagna. People say I'm borderline crazy, sorta kinda. Woman of my dreams, I don't sleep so I can't find her. You niggas are gelatin, peanuts to an elephant. I got through that sentence like a subject and a predicate. Yeah, with a swag you would kill for. Money too strong, pockets on bodybuilder. Jumped in a wishing well, now wish me well. Tell him kiss my ass, call that kiss and tell. Yeah, word to my mama, I'm out of my llama bean. Don't wanna see what that drama means.
Yo, that's my man Lil Wayne right there.
Yeah,
6 foot, 7 foot.
Love it. I love this song.
Now he's that's what rapping is supposed to be about.
That's a nursery
he's
rhyme.
He's saying something.
He's not saying
he's
anything.
He's saying something.
I am so tired of these young people thinking that it's hip and that they're saying something. They're saying gibberish.
I love
gibberish.
That song. Fox O Radio, baby. Sirius 106, XM 149 is going down. We got another great topic by Brandon. I'm a little disturbed by this also.
Okay.
I'm a little disturbed by this because of the possibilities of the things that can happen into the wrong hands. Well, let's before we get into that, let's get into the roll call. Everybody know who's in the house. Just get it tuned in. Who we got down here? My main man, 10 grand. Pay attention, boy.
I got to learn what's going on, boy.
You read that? When the 6 foot seven
have
foot
it.
Song, when the 6 foot 7 foot song was on, you could have read it.
Sorry, I didn't know the song was on.
Okay, so we are on the air.
My name is Chris Spencer, and I was reading.
You said what your
interview. Oh, I'm sorry. Chris Spencer.
The only one greater than myself.
Damn it, Lewis.
I got to study that one a little bit. it's Brandy McGee. Don't let the sweet face fool ya.
Leggings. Hey.
What the fuck?
Well, I mean, leggings. Hey, man. Look, I'm trying to get hip. Listen to Lil Wayne. It's got me flowing.
Hey is not hip.
Yeah, and
hey.
It's not flowing.
Okay.
I thought he was men on film.
Hey.
Hated it.
Antoine. Got
you. Who we got ready?
Lewis Dix.
Suck a lot of.
Nah, that's nasty.
And of course, you know I'm Johnny motherfucking Mac.
I was. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you're not paying attention. He was getting ready to do you.
I'm sorry.
No, hey, Joe Homo.
Come on.
Pause.
Put a pause in that.
Sheepers. It's that mustache.
See, yeah, it's uncontrollable. We're going to get to Brandon, tell me about our next topic. This is really disturbing. If it's the possibilities, what can happen is really, really disturbing.
Well, actually, what's happening is that Texas is now trying to enact legislation that will allow students to carry guns on college campuses.
Mm.
And now guns are already very much a part of Texas culture.
Right.
You know, people that have concealed handguns in Texas, they don't even have to go through the metal detectors when they go into the courthouse like normal people. But it's banned.
Is it concealed or it's not concealed?
No, it's concealed.
They have to have it out in the open, right? Because I know you can have in Texas, you can have a rifle in the back window of your car or your truck.
No. In California, I think it's like you have to have it open. Here, I mean, in Texas, you can have a license to have a concealed handgun.
Yeah, since 1995, that's when they enact that.
Really?
Yes, you can. But the only thing is that they didn't allow that on college campuses. But now what they're saying is because of things like those shootings on college campuses, like the one in Virginia Tech in 2007 and Northern Illinois 2008, they're like the best way for people to defend themselves against a crazy guy on top of the watchtower is to have a gun themselves.
Now listen. I hate to cut you short, but
it's
okay. I really meant to do it.
It's okay. Go right ahead.
How crazy is that? So it may be somebody on campus with a gun. He may be crazy. So I want all the other students to carry guns.
Right.
Now, what's going to stop them from flipping out? What's going to stop them? We got an argument because Chris Spencer just cut me down in the food line. I'm going to shoot the back of his brains out.
But you would expect people to use kind of just a standard amount of common sense.
Now, let me ask you this. Are these guns going to be given to the white people or the white and the black people?
American.
Because I don't want to go to a college with a gang of niggas got got some handguns.
Well, if you're going to college with a gang of
black people.
Well, no. I wasn't going to say black people. I was going to say what you said.
Uh-huh.
Then there's probably already some on there anyway.
And that's not a university. That's prison.
It's going to be a prison.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't allow
Kids.
Absolutely.
Right. You cannot lie because kids are not responsible. What? Because, you know, they fly. They get mad over anything. You wearing the same. I know there's one girl that stopped being friends with another girl because she bought the same shoes that she was going to buy. And they ain't friends no more. That's what I'm saying. Now, you want that person to have a gun?
Yeah. I don't think she'd get mad and shoot girls' feet because she got the same shoe, my man.
No, I know a couple bras that might start shooting at me like today.
That's what I'm saying for the leggings. I know Lou going to hit you for the leggings.
Man, that's cold, Johnny Mac.
You can't. It's like we're inviting a tragedy to happen.
Right.
No, but what they're saying, Johnny Mac, is the people that are going to flip out and go crazy, as they do, those people bring guns because they don't care about a gun law or a license or whatever. So whenever those people come, how am I going to defend myself if I'm not allowed to? Me, the common sense person.
No.
You know?
We can't.
What were you going to say?
Go ahead, Chris Spencer.
No, I'm just saying, they're acting like people are getting shot on campuses every day. This was like, these are three occurrences in the last, what, 5 or 6 years?
Right.
There's going to be more if kids have guns.
Right.
Foul. Because kids are foul you. You didn't?
Right.
Oh, shit.
Hey, let me see your geometry test. Nah, man. What you think, Lou?
No, I don't think. With the kids, the way they party and the drug use on campus.
And the alcohol.
Yeah,
the rap music.
It's just too much of a, it's just too close. And these kids, their brains aren't fully developed till they're like 25 anyway.
Ours ain't even fully developed.
Yeah, true. But the thing, you just have to understand that kids are impulsive. They just,
right.
They don't react calmly. And you just, you know, I mean, with the way the kids act, the professors probably need to carry them.
And that's not cool, too, because, you know, you had incidents when the professor was having live sex acts and somebody's drinking. The teacher that got fired, I think it was in California, she showed up drunk. She had been drinking earlier. You can't. Now imagine these people that's doing these crazy acts, drinking on the job or drinking before she come to work. Now she has a gun. Now this person has a gun. Imagine a student that was cussing you out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My mom was a school teacher, and she got cussed out every day. Now imagine she had a gun, and it was legal for her to have this gun.
Right.
What do you think that the average person going to do with a gun?
Well, I mean,
listen, kid, you want a D minus or a bullet in your ass?
I think we you have to keep in mind that now they have in place a lot of where they shut down the classroom. They have campus police on campus now, and they're armed. So we have more defenses on campus now than we did years before.
But what would
that
be
sounds
a defense?
Like a better, that sounds like a better thing to do is to beef up security.
Right.
On the campus, as opposed to all these kids. Imagine how many more Plexico situations going to happen when you got this dude with a gun in his pocket.
Right.
You know what I mean? Girls going to be like, you are cute. Is that for me?
But now they also say, but most people, you have to pass a background test. You can't just go walk in. But, you know, like everyone, anyone over 21 can own a rifle in Texas.
I'm in college. You said pass a background test. Apparently, I'm going to be great.
Not necessarily.
The average kid. Not all of them. The average kid. You had 100 kids that's going to college. 95 of them going to be decent, clean background, whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's just go on as a whole. We ain't just talking about
if
one
that's
race.
If that's the only way of
if
evaluating.
If I got into the University of Texas, you already did a background check on me to allow me to get up in there. And I somehow passed. Yeah, they do.
There might be another kind of psychological evaluation to see if you're able to carry a gun.
But how about this? How about just not let the kids have the gun?
That's what I say.
I agree with you. I don't think so. Just,
don't even consider that.
Annie Oakley over here thinks they should have a gun.
I think college students are adults technically.
No, they're not.
They
technically they are. No.
And we can have that argument. Well, they can go to war. They should be able to do that.
But no. They can't buy alcohol.
Hey, I have an 18-year-old. They are not bright kids.
Eighteen-year-olds
don't think.
I don't think they should be able to have a gun, period. But you can have a gun in Texas. So if you're already at the point where you're at the point of licensing yourself to carry a gun,
you're saying just might as well be able to.
You might as well be able to bring it on campus because the only people that are bringing it on campus right now are the people that are Prozac'd out and crazy and gonna just shoot everybody. And if you want to weigh in on it, give us a call at 877-210-6106.
But Brandy McGee.
Yes.
You're a beautiful, intelligent. Well, I thought you was intelligent too.
Shut up.
Semi-intelligent.
Don't shoot
it,
Brandon.
See that? Now, what if I told a bad joke on campus? Next thing, no pal. You know, why would you invite? Maybe nothing never ever would happen. But why would you put it? Why would you allow the opportunity for this to happen? My college campus that I go to is supposed to be clean. You're supposed to feel safe and nothing can ever happen right. in this college or good. In this high school.
What if a kid just drops a gun? Bam.
Bam.
Drops his school bag. Pow. Bam. There's all kind of situations that can happen.
Yeah, he forgets his...
I don't like it.
You know what I feel? I almost feel like I feel more comfortable with people who have taken the measures to go out and get licensed to carry a gun, because I feel like they're probably going to be more responsible gun users
no.
than probably the kids that are on college campuses that already have their own. Right now,
well, if you go out and get a gun, you get a license to carry a concealed. Is concealed now?
Concealed.
A concealed weapon. That don't make you safe.
I don't think
that
it
don't
makes
mean you're gonna be act responsible. All that means now that I'm legally I can carry a gun. Now I get mad at Lou Dix. I got the gun on my waist. I got the gun in my backpack. What do you think I'm gonna do?
Right,
yeah, because kids right. don't. The kids don't. There's no such thing as a fair fight anymore. I mean, that's one thing that kids don't
True.
Do.
True.
And also, so if spoiled. I get an argument with you, and you have a gun, and I have a gun, I'm gonna shoot you before you get your gun.
You know what?
Because I'm scared you might shoot me. So
that's
I'm
a scary.
So,
you know what's crazy?
It's scary. Scary.
Like I was born and raised in Richmond, California, and when I came up, everybody had a gun. I knew that everybody had a gun. If I got an argument with Chris Prince, I was like, I know he's known for pulling his shit out. So I'm going to pull my – Chris Prince probably not have now. One dude was going to kill me because he thought I was coming to kill him. So I was walking around the store on 7th of Pennsylvania, and he already pulled his gun out and was running. I'm like, what's wrong with dude? Oh, man, they said he was coming to kill him. I'm coming to get some Mike and Ice. I'm not coming to kill – but me and him had an argument. It was a fist fight, and I won. And he think, I'm not coming there for that.
You know, we're just at a point now in this world where our kids are so
Nobody
spoiled.
Should have a gun.
I mean, our
I
kids,
agree. Nobody should
nobody,
have a gun.
There's no need for a gun. If you're not in the military, you're not a police officer, nobody should have a gun. All that leads is to accidental death or the gun goes off, some kid grabs the gun. That my father had rifles and guns. You know what I'm saying? And we knew that. So we knew where to go. My first crime that I committed it with my father's gun. I don't think my daddy got serious radio right now, but.
wait a minute. Okay, wait.
We have a caller from Johnny Mac.
So Johnny Mac, so you said.
Johnny Mac Senior's on line four.
How old were you at that age?
I was 14. Almost 15 years
so
old.
So you knew where your dad's gun was?
Yep.
And you went and got the gun.
He was at work.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? He was staying in the house till whatever, him and my mom divorced. He went to work, and my mom was a school teacher, and I had a problem with the situation, so I went in there when nobody was looking. I snuck up in my mama's daddy's room, got the handgun, came out, did what I had to do, came back, put the gun right back in there, and I had a great day after that.
And you don't think there are kids doing that right now?
That's what I'm saying. That's why you should not. No one should have a gun. Nobody. If you're not in the military, you're not a police officer, you're not guarding the White House, why do you have a gun? To do what? Who are you protecting? People say, well, I need it for protection. From who?
From the people that got
from
that
other
have
people
guns.
That have guns.
Now, right.
That's an interesting point, Johnny Mac. When you made a point was that you had to sneak in your parents' room. See, there was borderlines that we
remember?
Don't have anymore when you had
remember?
To sneak in your parents' room.
Right.
You couldn't just walk in your parents' room. You got kids now doing it in their parents'
but
room.
But here's the problem. I knew where the gun was. That's the problem.
How did you know where the gun was?
I seen my daddy bring it out. I seen my daddy clean it. I seen my daddy, you know, with the, I knew where to go.
Well, you were just on your way to criminal activity.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's all my father's fault. We got a phone call. It's all my father's fault. So you listen to his daddy. You blew it. The reason I am today because you had the gun rack in the 45 caliber. We'll get into that later. We got a phone call from Joshua from California.
Hey, hey, Joshua.
What's up? I can't call. Hey, I don't agree with people having their students or kids having guns on campus.
Thank you.
Because you got somebody on campus and they start popping off some rounds at people. And you got other, you know, you got 10 other people that got guns on their waist trying to shoot this person, shooting everybody else. You got police coming in. How are they going to determine the shooter?
Amen.
Yeah. Can you roll up your window?
I don't think kids have good enough judgment. You know, if somebody comes in their property and stuff, they don't have enough good judgment to shoot somebody on their own property. I mean, I wouldn't trust my public with it.
Right. Joshua, can you roll up your window so we can hear you better or before somebody shoots you?
Close your moon roof.
My bad.
Hey, I like what you're saying. Keep going, Joshua.
All right.
You finished?
Okay, Joshua.
All right,
thank you very much.
Call,
but you know, he's right in one
he
point.
He shot his wad.
If you got your dorm, you don't like your dorm mate, and you guys get into it, then
he can go into your bag and get your gun.
Bam.
Right.
There's too many situations. There's too many bad things that can happen.
Right.
And here's the crazy: do you arrest me because you okay me to have the gun? So if I have a license to have a gun,
I should have a license to shoot. Is that a movie? A License to Kill? Was that a movie?
That was actually a movie.
Yeah.
We have another caller from Tennessee.
With the windows up.
Preacher.
What up, Preach?
Preach.
Yes, I hear you.
What's up, Bishop Eddie Long?
Preacher.
Yes, I hear you.
Go ahead, Preacher.
How you doing, brother?
I'm blessed today, and you?
Excellent.
Yeah, like you answered your phone at home.
Talk to us, Preach.
Well, look, I'm saying, like, I've been to college, and I know how it is. You got people that in college that ain't got enough nerve like other people, and all they're going to do is put a little fuel on the fire. The thing they wouldn't usually do, they feel like, okay, I got something to bag me up now, I'm going to do it. And that's just going to bring a whole lot of trouble on these college campuses. There's going to be more people getting accidentally shot when they have parties and playing around Russian roulette. And all this, and it's going to be more incidents happen than usual if they allow that to happen. So I don't believe in putting no more fuel on the fire than you have to. They already are hype because you're in college, you're all by yourself, you ain't on a mom and daddy rule no more. So you're going to do things you wouldn't even usually do.
Preach.
You know? And you're going to build the nerves up.
That's good, Preacher. Thank you. That was a good point.
Preacher, you say you went to college.
He's gone.
I think he's gone already.
What did he study? Illiteracy?
Oh, man.
No, he went to college. He was from Tennessee.
Tennessee. That was a dialect thing. That was an accent.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. He said some words that was not. You know.
Well, a lot of schools don't teach English in Tennessee.
They teach
old English. How y'all just going on the South like that?
I didn't say the South.
You said Tennessee. Okay.
Yeah, you put an F on South.
Yeah, you didn't help your argument. How you gonna diss the South?
Why everybody out this South?
There's a B in there somewhere. We got another caller from the South with an F from South Carolina. We got T-Bone, and it ain't the steak.
What up, T?
T-Bone.
T-Bizzle.
What's going on, pimpin'?
That law about the guns with the kids, that's the dumbest shit ever, man. They must never look at how you're learning. There's
no way to
see all the shit that happened on How You Learn.
That's
the dumbest shit ever, man. I just don't agree with it at all,
and
I doubt a very
citizen
just let it pass. There's no way.
That must never go past. No, but it's
already
okay in Colorado, correct? Or Utah?
I'm not exactly sure. I can't say for sure. Yeah, that is. I understand what you guys are saying. I am not an advocate of guns at all. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call. I'm not an advocate of guns and gun usage at all. However, if you do look at Higher Learning or the guy that was on the tower in 1966.
Learning Higher.
What is high? What is higher?
Yeah, it was
what
funny.
What is learn? What is learning?
He was high when he was learning. That's what that was about.
Go ahead and finish your point, Brandy. I'm sorry.
But the point is.
Was good, though, Brandy.
Thank you so much. I used to love that movie. The people that do those things like that, that do those crazy things. I got a good impression of her coughing up blood.
Remember she got shot?
She got shot. But that guy that was doing that crazy shooting, that guy doesn't have a license. He's not going down to get permission to use the gun. He's crazy. You're not going to be able to stop crazy no matter what you do. The people that are, there are people on college campuses right now that have guns. The guy that's going to whip it out and pull out a gun over some crazy
stuff. Whip it out.
The gun.
Okay.
Over some craziness, they're going to do that anyway, whether you allow them or not, because they're crazy.
That's true.
And to make her point, in 1966, the people who stopped that guy were people who had guns.
Right.
And they went up and shot him down so he couldn't shoot too many people. And they kept firing back at him, and he had to
hide. Where was that, Lewis?
That was in Texas. It was
1966.
It was the biggest campus shooting.
You were the freshman.
Yo, we got another caller from California. Mike!
That wasn't the biggest. The biggest was Virginia
Tech.
What up, Mike?
Hey, listen, man. I think these guys in Texas have lost their mind. Your caller, Joshua, made my point. What if you have something like Columbine? People are shooting. Now, all of a sudden, a bunch of students pull out their guns. Cops show up on the scene. Everybody got guns. They won't even know who to shoot.
That's true. Right. That's right.
Arrest them all and figure it out after.
They're not gonna start shooting first and then ask questions later.
That's true.
And your girl's talking about, you know, what happened in Texas in the '60s. If this guy is sitting on the tower shooting at people, you better fucking pull out your gun, figure out where he's at and shoot at him. I'm gonna be running. I'm not gonna pull out my gun and try to be a hero.
Hilarious. That's a good point, Mike.
And you probably would have peed on your gun by then. Anyway.
He shot some of the people that were running too. He's a sniper. He's got the vantage point.
We're not gonna win then.
Well, exactly. But what my point is, you hear gunshots going off. I'm not gonna be pulling out my gun looking for this guy. That's what white people do. I'm gonna run.
He said, "Who does?"
That's what white people do. What are you, Mike?
I'm Persian, man. I'm not white.
Oh, okay.
Love your rugs.
Yeah.
And your caps.
And your cats.
Those are earthquake killers.
Earthquake predictor.
Oh, Mike, you know what happens when you call in the foxhole. You're going to get it, man. Thank you so much, Mike.
I appreciate it. Listen, I really like you guys' show. Keep up the good work, man.
Thank you, man.
My brother. Appreciate it. He said, I love your rugs. And she said, and your cats. We got another. Uh-oh. The shit is about to hit the fan. We got a phone call from Texas.
That's what I'm waiting for.
August.
What's up, August?
Give it to me.
August, give it to us in March.
Somebody shot it.
Are you getting shot at?
Where you at, killer?
What's up?
Man, I am in the thick of it in Austin, Texas. And let me tell you, I am from New Orleans originally. And it pops off in New Orleans. But let me tell you, being in Austin, just walking around where folks can actually wear firearms out in plain sight.
Yeah.
You know, makes me feel kind of crazy about being here, and I grew up in the thick of it in New Orleans. But what most people don't realize is that a lot of these universities, like the University of Texas, for example, mm-hmm. UT is like its own city. Mm-hmm. So having 50,000 students walking around, being able to carry guns.
It's ridiculous.
Wild West.
So, and my son plays in the football, or he played in a little football league.
He better not fumble.
No, but these kids he was a Pee Wee Longhorn, and these kids go to the campuses, and if you walk around the campus, there's nothing but families and kids walking around. So if something pops off, you're not just talking about students on the traditional campus. You're talking about a huge neighborhood that's putting everybody in jeopardy.
They already carry them in the neighborhoods right now? Like, they already can carry it in regular neighborhood. They just can't do it on college campuses. So people can already, you said they're walking around with them open, right?
Right.
So
but
they can go to a park and carry it. They can go fishing. They can go.
Well, let me ask you this, August, not to be confused with Augustine or any other month. What is the criteria of getting a gun in Texas? Because it seems like to me they're just handing them out.
I don't know specifically.
Oh, you'll have
one. It is in Texas. No, I do not. Okay. I do not.
Here's a question I want
to
know.
Well, you better get one in case you go to UT.
is there a different, like, you know, they have a Class A or a Class B license or a C license if you want to drive a motorcycle or a car.
Right.
Is there a different license for people to own a firearm at home? And is there a different license to have one that you could carry on your person? I think that's an interesting question.
Right, that's a good
question. Can the same person who has a gun at home, does that mean a person in Texas can carry the gun with him in the streets?
Well, right. Guy Black's going to weigh in on that, our producer.
Concealed one or an open one? Go ahead.
I used to live in Texas.
Okay.
You have to be 21 years old.
What part of Texas?
I lived in Dallas. You have to be 21. You have to, the background check, they do a background check. But you can go into Walmart and buy a rifle with no license. So,
okay,
but
hold
you
on.
Have to
okay.
have it displayed.
Can you buy
bullets?
Can you buy bullets?
Yes.
Right there.
You can buy a rifle.
So you can buy
with
a
no
gun
license.
And the bullets and then rob Walmart at the same time.
The dude on aisle 6 gonna get it.
Thanks a lot for your call, August.
So let me ask you this. So say it again. You gotta have a license to do what?
You have to have a license for a handgun.
A license.
Yeah. You have to go and apply for a license at a gun store. You pay for the license. They do a background check. 7 to 14 days, you come back and get your license so you can carry it. So if the police stop you, I have a permit.
Right.
But the rifle you can buy without a license.
And
you have to have it displayed in your vehicle.
Why do you think?
That's why you see people with gun racks in their trucks.
They sure do. Right.
Why, is that just because of hunting?
Supposedly.
I have no idea.
Supposedly.
I guess what they're hunting? Dark meat. We got another phone call. I didn't know you lived in Texas?
He's lived everywhere.
Yeah, he has.
Watch out. Well, Google me, what?
You lived on the grass, you know? We'll get into that later.
Yeah, you missed that last time we went.
I went there. My bra. Anyway, we got a phone call from my man from Boston. We got John from Boston.
Daniel Hall, what's up, John?
See you in the finals.
Hi,
How y'all doing?
What's up, John?
You know, I'm just saying, I don't agree with people carrying guns in school, but I brought a gun to school. And I'm going to tell you why. My first year in school, we had a party on campus.
Uh-huh.
And the locals were able to come to the university.
Uh-huh.
So one night, it's about 10 locals beat the living shit out this dude. I mean, they put him in a coma. So as soon as that happened, next week, I went home and got my Beretta.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, I'll be damned if I come all the way to school to get the shit beat out of me.
So they beat this guy for no reason or just jumped on his cat?
Because he was messing with this chick, and they caught him up at the party, and they twisted his wig.
And none of you guys stepped in to help him?
Shit. He wasn't my boy.
And it wasn't your girl either.
Wow.
all his boys were standing around looking at him.
Oh, so he had boys with him that didn't jump in. That's pump.
If his boys ain't going to jump in, what the fuck I'm going to jump in for?
Right.
Yeah, they ain't double dug. Yeah,
so much for the Good Samaritan law. Thanks, wow, man.
What school is that? I can make sure my kids don't go.
Yeah, make sure I carry a gun if I go.
Was that BU? No.
He left?
Boston College?
Was it a junior college?
All right, we're going to take our last caller from West Palm Beach, where it's really crazy. Sean, what's cracking?
Yeah, this is Sean from the Hood Rat Nation.
Ain't no hoods in West Palm Beach, Sean.
Hey.
Sean.
This is Sean from the Hood Rat Nation. You there?
Yeah, we there. You there?
And you're, yeah, go ahead.
What up, Sean?
Stop on this, man. Listen, all you motherfuckers going to hell, man.
Why?
Huh?
Except for Lil Dix, because, you know, he ain't doing that hell. He might get a free pass hell.
Why are we going to hell, Sean?
All you motherfuckers.
Why?
Why? All that shit y'all talk, man? Oh, y'all going to hell, man.
Well, thank you. He's saying that.
I hope you're not there.
He's saying you all are so funny.
I'm gonna be
buried
with some icicle socks just in case.
No, I want to know why. Just you're not talking about the topic, Sean. You're just talking about in general.
Yeah, the jokes that we say and all that. And
well, Sean, I would like to say to you, go to hell.
No, Sean, thank you very much.
And
I just
joking.
I agree with you. Johnny Mac will have an invite to hell. No, Johnny Mac's a biblical person.
I heard they got some great barbecue down there. You just can't get it to go.
It's always and it's always overcooked.
That's funny. Oh, man. You know what? Here's the thing. I'm going to put my final touches on the gun situation.
Mm-hmm.
We need to figure out ways to stop people from carrying guns. Not invent ways for more people to carry guns. Like my man said, at the University of Texas, 50,000 students. That's a lot of people with a lot of guns.
Yeah.
That's a lot of potential violence that can erupt at any time.
Yeah.
And if you start shooting, I'm going to start shooting. And next thing you know, we all shooting.
Right.
We got a civil war going on at the University of Texas.
And then who's to say how well you can shoot?
Because I can't. Well, I actually am good at
it. I'm just saying, the average person who got the license, just because it goes shoot at a target, that's not including adrenaline, fear, you know. So I could be aiming at you and hit guy, and then now.
I prefer you hit Lou Dix, but keep going.
Everybody picks Lou Dix, so.
That's what I'm saying.
But we got to figure out ways to get guns out of the hands of our children and adults that's not responsible.
Yeah, because the violence has to
stop. It's nothing fantastic about my son. Is doing 15 years right now for a mistake he made with a gun.
Wow.
Now, I don't know. Everybody glorified going to prison and everybody's hardcore and gangster. Y'all really ain't really been to prison when you've been locked down in a room for 23 hours a day, let out 1 hour a day. I know the feeling. You never been in a room where you total darkness for 23 hours. We talk all that shit about, you know what I'm saying, I'm a gangster and I'm thugged out. You catch, and when my son is in there, it's the whole family feel like we in there. I got to visit this young man. I got to go see him tomorrow. So we got to be cool and careful about what we say.
Did he have a license?
No.
Exactly.
Hilarious. Listen.
But sweetheart, let me tell you about a black person with a gun. They still going to give you the time.
Wow. Hey, listen, and violence is something special to my heart, man. I want you guys, if you're out there, go to www.dinner4divas.com. And it's an organization where they stop violence against women. And it's really important.
Dinner for Divas?
Yeah, Dinner for Divas. And shout out to 549. Go out and shout that.
I was confused by that.
Yeah. I know. And also, I wanted to just say a final. Our hearts
We are with the people in Japan. Our hearts go out to them. I know we've made a lot of talk. You know, we've been talking a lot about the earthquake and tsunami victims over there. But, you know, Foxhole, we are with you. We definitely wanted to give you a shout out to people in Japan. Keep your heads up.
Yeah, this song goes out to all the college campuses in the state of Texas.
Hilarious.
Yo, this song is banging.
It's the Foxhole Radio, baby.
Fox,
soon.
Go to Twitter, the shooting range.
Twitter me, the Chris Spencer.
So we got
Sheriff 549. We represent.
The Jamie Foxx Show, heard live every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Tune in. It's going down
right here on the Foxhole.